What we said last week, just to revise what we were up to last week, we had a Gemara, a few Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara number one in Rosh Hashanah was the... Is it recording, is it?
Yeah.
Right. Gemara number one in Daf Lamed, Dalet and Taf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Am Yisrael, here we go, Omer Yehuda, compares Rosh Hashanah to the other three Nagolim. And the other three Nagolim were asked to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a Korban, especially Oymer and Pesach, Shtei Alechem and Shavuos, in order to get a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Brocha back on the same. In other words, we bring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu what he's given us, recognizing through them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor of what we've got, our brachas, and therefore we give it back to him in the Beis HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return and give those brachas on the Pesach there. So the Kamos Rosh Hashanah says, the Gemara here, Imru Lefona HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what you should do for Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, we don't have anything to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Yom Hadin, therefore what should we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's Tamlichuni Aleichem. In simple terms, since this is the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boira Olam, and that the day of Rosh Hashanah is the day which is the anniversary of Brias Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boira Olam, the Brias Olam earlier, but that was the day of Adam Rishon, was created on Friday, Erev Shabbos, which was Rosh Hashanah that year. First, and that is what we are commemorating. So that commemorating HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boira Olam, the birthday of the world, is the recognition of when, as we said, I use the phrase, Adonai Olam Hashem Molach B'Tzeim Kol Yitzei Nivro. This is what we have to say. That the Dufan Adin of Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu even beforehand, it was Melech over a world which is not able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Melech HaOlam, when Adam HaRishon was created, he was the first Briya that recognized, able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what we're celebrating on Rosh Hashanah. In which case, then, that is how we have to act on Rosh Hashanah, is come with a celebration to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by acknowledging you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the Melech HaOlam, over human beings. So this was a Tamlichuni Aleichem. Come along and be Melech, acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam. And from that, we will get back HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Melech over us, which incidentally ties in to the concept of Yom Hadin as well. Because if it's the anniversary is the time to look back over the previous year, see what's been going on, and make judgment for the next coming year. What do we need to change? A business person in business will every year, hopefully on one day of the year, come back and have a meeting with all his board. What have we done over the past year? Have we made a profit? Have we made a loss? What caused the profit? What caused the loss? And this is what we do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tamlichuni Aleichem. And Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin, where we have this, realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at what we've done and gives us our program for the coming year. Either a toiv or not a toiv, depending on how we behaved in the previous year, whether we're going to cut the losses and leave it, or whether we're going to develop it and take it on that basis. So that is Imul Afar and Malchus Tamlichuni Aleichem. But the Gemara goes then further, Tamlichuni Aleichem, and Zichreinos Kadesh Yale Zichreinichem Lefona Letoivo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should set up our remembrances, the Tovo, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will then give us back HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Zikar. So on the same basis of giving up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bringing back, we look back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zichreinus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this year, particularly year and particular years from Brias HaOlam to now, in which case HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, oh, you remember me, I'll remember you, and give you back a year coming with good Zichoron. So the psukim, and the third one thing, uvameh ubashofar, through the shofar. That we have to explain what the connection is between shofar and malchus and zichronos. But the three things are done. So now, if that's the case, then how do we actually mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus? How do we come to malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there, the Gemara later on says that Amos Kirin. So we have the Mishnah here, in also in Lama Beis here. Ein Peuches in Me'asora Malchus, Me'asora Zechirinus, Me'asora Shefres. We've got to have Psukim. The only way we've got of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, what we say, sure, absolutely designated reports of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been doing to us is through what we've got, the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanach. Without those Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanach, we've got no other pure statement of what's been happening. So therefore, the concept of Asorah, why we get Asorah, this is the whole first time, the whole number. For individual units, they mention Asorah. But the Gemara says there, you've got Asorah Ma'amoris in which the world is created. You only have a look at the beginning of Perek Hay in Pirkei Avos. Pull up a chair. Perek Hay in Pirkei Avos.
Thank you.
All right. Perek Hay in Pirkei Avos. And there you see, I saw Mamoras Nivra Olam, I saw Nisim Lavas Sinim Mitzrayim, I saw Nisim Mevis Hamikdash. You've got all the Asoros there. The number Asorah, 10, is the unit, the minyan, which we have the concept of a minyan, which is makes a group of people who are able to give a Shvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw the Sionis Vavrom Avinu, I saw Doris Me Adam and Noach, I saw Sadibros in general. Right, I saw Hilulim, says the Gemara, Tilim and Dovah Melech, I saw Hilulim, Halos Hashem v'Chulo. So all these Asoros indicate that the number 10 has some sort of special concept to it, some special meaning, and that Asoros we're going to use now for the Pesukim, that we're going to use as designators. We're going to have Asor Pesukim, what the Mishnah says there, Asor Pesukim of Malchus, Asor Pesukim of Zuchonis, and Asor Pesukim of Shofar. So Yochanan ben Nuri says in the Mishnah, Im Omer Gimel Gimel Mekulim Yotzo. He holds three is also a Mezumim, three is also sufficient if we haven't had. But remember, they didn't have any Sidurim, and therefore they had to dig up Sukim from either from the Zikorin, or the Rav, or the Chazan. This is the important bit of the Chazan there, who was the one, the Baal Tefillah. He was the one who knew the Psukim, and he was the one who said these Psukim. But it wasn't standardized by any means. Standardized came along far later from the traditions, etc., and therefore in certain psukim you do have certain different nuskhos, you do have slightly different psukim. The Gemara discusses a very different psukim that one can use, which ones we do, what we don't. But we've got a standard version, whether it's Artskro, whether it's any other different version, it's still the same standard version of all. So this is what we're going to do then. So we're going to have these Asora psukim. Now, the Shemona Esther, we put them into Musaf, because by that time, hopefully, everyone would have arrived in Shul. And since then, we also have the concept of Shoforos in these Psukim. Technically speaking, they are two separate things. These Shoforos that we have in the Chazor Hashatz in Musaf, in Shemona Esther in Musaf, she was in Chazor Shalav Dafka, these are sort of Psukim, are part of this Malchus Echonos Shoforos. The mitzvah of blowing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, technically, what we call Tiyas Tum Umut, has absolutely nothing to do with this at all. Technically, it's got nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with it. It's not connected to this directly. It's indirectly. Because that's a mitzvah, Utka'azim L'Shefer B'Yom Azeh, which is a posuk concerning Tiyas Shefer on Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, which we use for the mitzvahs, I say, of Tiyas Shefer. But we don't use that posuk in the Shemoneh Esrei at all. Even though we're talking about Tzkiyas later on, we don't use that posuk. It's a separate dinim, if you like, concerning these. These Tzkiyas in Shemoneh Esrei are one, Tzkiyas beforehand, a separate lot. And the mitzvah of hearing Tzkiyas Shofar is the one beforehand, where we have the full 30 Kailas or 10 times 3, whatever it is that we blow then, and the mitzvah of Tzkiyas in the Shemoneh Esrei is a separate, it's part of the dinim of Shemoneh Esrei, which will come to these Asor, Malchus, Asor, Zechonis, Asor, Shoforos, to remind us of these of those three things. So we've got those, that basic outline. So you have a look at Taka, the Musa of Shemoneh Esrei. You've got a set of...
I'm okay.
You know, Pahal. You can listen, okay? Right. In the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, If we've got the three. We've got the start, same start. I'm not going through it again. As we have for Shachris as well. We have Zochreinu added in Shmoneser, Zochreinu Lachaim after Magen Avraham, before Magen Avraham. We add in Mechayim Mitzvah, change over Akela Kodesh to Amelech Kodesh, and we add in on Rosh Hashanah the Chen Tein Pachtcha, various inyonim of the Kedusha of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kedusha Chen Tein Pachtcha, Chen Tein Kovim, Chen Tzadikim, the similar Chata Hashem Levad. Which is very, very nice. As part of that Kedusha, we don't count this bracha. That is again not included later on in Malchus at all, even though Bepashtus that's talking about Kosh Baruch and Melech. It's a separate thing that's called, and that's Kedusha. It's Kedusha Hashem, Kodesh Atav Anoha Shemecha. We're talking about Malchus Achayim Shofet. We're not talking about Kedusha. Kedusha is a separate thing, and that's got finished off with the change over to HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay, so far so good. Then we come into what's called in general Kedushas HaYoim. Kedushas HaYoim is an element which in all the other Yom Tovim and Shabbos as well for that matter, we have an intermediate bracha, bracha number 4, before the first and the last three. We have the intermediate bracha, it's called Kedushas HaYoim, talks about the Yoim, the Kedusha of that day. Shabbos we end off with Mekadesh HaShabbos, right? And that is Kedusha Shabbos. But Yom Tov we have a separate one, especially that's normal Atav Chaton Mikol HaAmin, that's the beginning of that Kedusha Hayoim. And we add in Matith Olonu Hashem Nekeinu Ba'avo as Yoim on Rosh Hashanah as Yoim HaZikorin HaZeh. Right? And for Shachris as well, the same thing as Yom HaZikorin. And then by Musaf, because we're talking about Korban Musaf, and we haven't got a Korban, we haven't got a Beis HaMikdash, that's why we add in over Yom Tov, any Yom Tov, Umipnei Chatoeinu Golinu Me'atzeinu. We've been exiled from our land, we're not able to fulfill our obligation in your chosen house in the Beis HaMikdash, because of the destruction of the Torah. Of the Beis HaMikdash. That's how we go through the concept of Kedushas HaYoim, and therefore we finish off with there. To bring because it's Shabbos, it's Rosh Hashanah and it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Musfei in the plural. Musfei Yom Hazikoyen Hazeh. Nasa v'naknech ba'avo kamitza sonech as you commanded us. K'moshe chasavto adem so'asech adem o'sh avdech mich v'adech omo. Uva chodesh hashvi, we quote the psukim, which deal with the korbanos that are bought on Rosh Hashanah, and we finish off the Minchasom, Minneskem, Oilas Hatomid, the Minchasom, Minneskem, Kimishpotom, and Lorech, Minchach, Yeshal Hashem. Because we've also got Mashchaydish as well in there. Okay. Then, stop, and we start talking about these Malchus, Zichronus, and Shefoas. And we start off with Olenu. And a reminder that when we start off with Olenu, don't take off your talis, get ready to go out of shul. That's in the middle of Shmoneh system. Okay. We're just in time. We're just up to Aleinu where you put your talis on and go out ashore. It's a bit of Shmoneh Esrei. Take a siddur, because that's where we're up to now. Page 323, is it?
Yeah,
yep.
Probably totally different from this.
No, it's the same page.
Same page, 323.
Yeah. Okay. So then we start with Aleinu L'Shabeach. This Aleinu L'Shabeach, actually, as we have it here, in the Kvat Shmoneh Esrei, becomes an introduction to the introduction of Malchus. Because it's inside. Now, where this comes from is a debatable point. There are those who say that Olenu L'Shabeach was a shvach that Yehoshua wrote when he conquered Jericho, Jericho being the city that was, in fact, the prime city, and it was full of tumah. And therefore the destruction of Yericho, which came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any intervention from human sources, had that been carried out completely correctly, that would have been mamish the beginning, and everything else would have been just a walkover, literally a walkover, for the rest of the Shabbat. It wasn't for various reasons. Yeshua put this tefillah here, Oleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKoel, where if you take it backwards, or say Skidoli Yotzim Breishis, you get the name Hoshea backwards, with the Ayin of Oleinu, and the Shin of Shlois Sonika Goyalotzois, and the Vav of Vavotimba Goyalina, and Anachnu Koyim, and the next one of the Hay somewhere along there as well. So you're going back with Hoshea as a Shevina. That's what some say. Others say, no, this was Taka, a formation formula which developed by the Amora Rav, and that he was made especially for Rosh Hashanah. So whether, and we took it, in other words, was the Shemana, a part of Shemana Esrei Rosh Hashanah taken into the general Tfilis, or was it the general Tfilis then put into the Mustafa Rosh Hashanah? It's irrelevant. We've got it there. Now the reason is because this is certainly one in which we have Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so, if we go through it very, very quickly, you've got to hear, Leinu L'Shamech L'Adoin HaKoyel, this is what I've said before last week, and again, we've got two elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adon Olam, who was the master of the world before it was created. And then afterwards, the Yotzer Bereishis is after Adam HaRishon, mankind was created. So here we've got a Shabek L'Adon HaKoel. We give a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Adon HaKoel created the world. Losses Kedula LeYotzer Bereishis is the formation of Bereishis, which is the element, which is the peak of formation of Bereishis, is Adam HaRishon. And then Keyon Shleil Sonik Yigayarotzus, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu then separate us many years later with Matan Torah, not like the nation of the world, but as Samonik Mishmachos Adomo, Shleil Somchal Kenu Kohem, Golenichon Amoinam, we're completely different. And then we add in a little phrase here, which was taken out by the censors at various times, which is Shehem Mishtachrim Lehevel Varik, Mispalim El El Lo Yoshia. So that they bow down to Hevel Varik, and the censors saw this in this, a very stark reminder not to worship their Getchkadot and the Yoshke, and therefore the Hevel Varik, we called him Hevel Varik, as garnished, and then we give a little spy onto that.
They put it back in.
What?
They put it back in. It's here.
In a lot of these Sidurim, now here it's got it in straight, but even the answer code, it's got it in brackets on a normal weekday, because it was left out of many Defusim, and they put it back in, but Bemisim belongs there. There's no shyle about this at all. It's certainly, if it's not in the weekdays, why they still put it in with the brackets around it, I'm not sure.
Elena's going to be longer now.
Well, we're taking off tells before you get there, so no problem. But v'anachnu, and we, on that other hand, koyin mishtachvim u'moidim from the melech malchim lochem kodesh baruch hu. So in the middle of the quiet Shemoneh Esrei, as we said there, we do not actually prostrate ourselves on the floor. Whether we do so, we come to in the repetition, when we come to in a few minutes. But other than that, we the chatchila, we should take a bow down the head, koyin mishtachim moedim. Even a normal aleinu l'shabeach, we should do this. Should noita shemaim v'yosed oretz.
So there's no difference in bowing in here and regular aleinu.
At this point here, whether or not I should do it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei is difficult, whether or not, because it's added in, although it's not in the brachot, some people anyway are bowing down the whole of Shemoneh Esrei at all. Those who bow down, I said, the whole of Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and with the Kriya, we certainly don't go down on our knees here.
Regular bowing like this we do?
Again, depending on who you are, what you are, what your minig is.
My sitter says don't.
Don't bow down here. Till the bav is spit,
you're in the
quiet. Yeah, that's the heaven verdict. When in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, the spit as well, basically. But the vod, yeah, that's right. Okay, so this is the question. Shu noishvam v'shu noishvam v'shu noishvam v'shu noishvam v'shu absolutely true. Ephes v'losa, there's nothing out of it. Kasochim v'shu says, v'shu noishvam v'shu noishvam v'shu noishvam v'shu noishvam v'shu noishvam v'shu noishvam. Take it to heart. Ki Hashem hu holekim b'shamayim imal v'roetz mitochas ein oid. Nothing else exists without him. So now, although that is, as I said, it's an introduction to an introduction. It is not there yet. So we've got it there because what we're going to do is we're going to use the second paragraph of Olein L'Shabeach. So whether or not it was put in specially for there or not, it doesn't work. Why? Because the 10 psukim that we have for each of these malchus, achrones, and shofars has an introductory paragraph. Al kein nekav lecho is the introductory paragraph. Horaya, that you haven't got it there, but I'll tell you, if you remember from last year, or you don't remember, I'll tell you it anyway. What you have got here is the following. that when we come to this part in the Shemoneh Esra, the petition of Shemoneh Esra, after Mitachas Ein Oid, the Chazan then goes into a special tefillah that asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him get through the Malchus Achreinus and Freshbus without any mistakes, without any forgetfulness, without any implementing people's interference from the Sultan at all here. Elekeinu elekeav, Eseinu, the Chazan prays, Heyei in perfias shiluch yamcha beis Yisrael, you should be with the mouths of those people who are sent by Yisrael, ha'oimdim, who stand there, levakish tefillah, v'tachnin lefanecha alamcha beis Yisrael, who come with tefillah and praise. It's not in there at all. This is only for Chazos Hashat, because you're not, when you say the Krashman Esra, we're not Chazonim. So you don't say, perfias shiluch yamcha beis Yisrael. But this is a special tefillah. It's called not tefillah Rav. It's not part of the Malchus Achreinus Tefillah. But it's a tefillah for the Chazan who is going about to start something special part of the
repetition.
It's
in the Machzor.
In the Machzor. It's there, yeah. But it's a special. But it's not in the Siddur here, because it's not Chazos Hashat there. Right? So therefore, but it's only specifically for the Chazan. It's not part of Malchus Achreinus, it's a Chazan's tefillah. You have the same on Yom Kippur, even if you don't have the Malchus Achreinus and Shofros, he has the same tefillah there before he gives the Avodah. Mm-hmm. Or similar tefillah, anyway there. Havineinu Mashem, it's to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with them what they should say, make sure they should understand. Shalom Mashalichem, that they should bow down correctly, that the people should bench with them, Bechus Purim Hizboch Hu. The eyes of the congregation are resting onto the Chazan, and the eyes of the Chazonim and the leaders on the Chome Yachlis lead you up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, looking to you. And Goshen, they bow down in front of Anna Kodesh, Be'emo, the Shakech, to remove any anger from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the people surround them, and you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, should listen to them. And what? Shalei Koshlu, but the Shoenim, they shouldn't become Muslim, like I'm doing now, mumbling in their speech. The Koshlu shouldn't fall down. Make a mistake in their speech, etc. Goes right the way through there until the Chanoisa Shechem Vechamta Venema Alivoy should be Kovecha Hashem Elikim Tzvot. Those who hope in you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, should not be ashamed. While you call me, Bechshet, not be upset. Those who seek you, Elikay Yisrael. Full stop. Then the Chazan begins. We open up the Aron Kodesh there as a finishing off a separate prayer, as the specifically for this. I give presents to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God. Achale ponav, I will seek your face. Esh alo mimenu male loshem, will ask from you that the subject of speech, a clear speech. Asher bikal omar shira oz, I'm going to praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abir ronones, I'm put forward songs. Ba'ad mifolo for his creations. Le'odom ma'achilev. For a person, the human being has got ma'achilev, what he wants to do in his heart, that he organizes in his heart very nicely. But whether he actually gets it out in the voice, this is me'ashem ma'ane loshon. Therefore, Hashem sfos ha'tiftoch, ufi yagit elosecha, which normally said at the beginning of Shemoneh Esra, and he says it again over here. Right, so then we come to the introduction to Malchus Achreinus v'Shofros, and he starts from Al-Kain Nekavalucha. That is the beginning, that is the introductory paragraph which begins Malchus.
So we're only saying the first part because of the second part.
That's what it would seem according to this explanation. Right, whether it was put there specially or whether it was written and pulled them in for that. But we say it every day at the end of Davening, because it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and especially the second half, which is Malchus. So when we go out into the open world, we should take the last message of the day. That's why by the Nusach Svad, Oleinu is mamish the end. We say nothing after Oleinu. It's Oleinu, Kaddish, and out. Therefore, on the other hand, in those Nuschos where you daven Mincha and Maariv together, and you're not going out of Shul after Mincha, we don't say Oleinu after Mincha. Nusach Ashkenaz is not to say Oleinu after Mincha if you daven Mincha and Maariv together. You only say after Maariv, because that's when you're leaving Shul and going out into the world. Okay, it's a separate issue. But on Yom Kippur, I hope, on Rosh Hashanah, I think as before, we're hopefully everyone's staying in shul still. So it's not to help us guide out. We'll say another Oleinu at the end. So Al-Kain, therefore, this is where we go from here. This is the introduction to Malchus. Al Kain, therefore, Nekave Lecha, we hope to Yakurish Baruch Hu Hashem Nekenu, Lirois to see Mehe Ospidri Besiferus Uzecha, with the glory of your might, Lahavir to remove Gilulim, all these idols, Minoretz. For Lilim and these nothingness, Korish Shishish can be cut down, in order that Lesakein Olam, to rectify the world, B'malchus Shaddai, with the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referred to as Shein Dalad Yud. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Sha'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omar La'olam Dai, who said to the world, sufficient. The world, the Gemara's picture is of two bobbins of cotton that were rolling out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, up to here, stop. After that, and that's why we have a mezuzah. We put the that shame Hashem on the outside. The mezuzah, the same thing as that's the controlling thing. And therefore, if that situation arises, that we Kodesh Baruch Hu will come there. V'chol b'nei voso, all sons of men, literally human beings, yikru v'shmecha. This is all, everyone. Lahafnos elecha, to turn towards you. Kol rishayos, all those wicked people in the world who don't know you, Yakiru v'yedu, should come to recognize and know, Kol Yoshve Sefer, all those who inherit the inhabited world, Ki l'cha, to you, Tichra koberech, will bow down every knee, will bend, Tishova koloshen, all languages will swear by your name. L'fonech Hashem l'keinu, again repeating, Yichru v'yipoilu, they will bend the knees and will fall back down on their face, V'lechvoy shimcha yukoyutenu, and will give to your name, the honor of your name, your call, glory to your name. And more important, the kabelu chulam, and they will all accept upon them oil malchusecha, kabolas oil malchus shemayim, the accepting of oneself of the oil malchus shemayim. That means, as in once upon a time, when they used to take the animals to do the plowing, or once upon a time, when they used to have horse-drawn carts to schlep the milk carts along, or the muck cart along, or the milk coal cart along through the streets, they put a yoke over the animal's neck in order to make sure that it was bowed down, to keep sure that the master had control of what was going on there. This is the old Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim, should be exactly the same. You should feel at all times that the Oil Malchus Shemayim is upon us at every moment in time. That's Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. And we'll come back to this phrase later on, because all these, in a way, are somehow or other tied into these Pesukim of Malchus. That's because this is the introduction. And that Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rule over them speedily, forever and ever. Because, for the kingdom is thine, as they say, and forever and ever you will rule in honor. Introduction. Karkosuv b'seiro secho, as is written in your Torah. Posuk number 1 of the 10. Okay? So now, these 10 pesukim are taken like this. You've got Torah, Nevi'im, and Kesuvim. We have 3 pesukim from Torah, 3 pesukim from Ksuvim, 3 pesukim from Nevi'im, and finish off with 1 pasuk from the Torah. That is how it's arranged. Right? So this one is a pasuk from the Torah. Karkosu b'seiro secho, Hashem yimlech lo nevoed. That's pasuk number 1, which is in fact the last pasuk of the Shiras Hayom, which the Bnei Yisrael said when they crossed the Red Sea, yimlech Hashem lo olam voed. They didn't know what was going to happen in the Midbar. They didn't know that was going to be Meraglim to be there for 40 years. The nations who took came out of Mitzrayim, who saw the Yamsu, Kriyas Yamsu, didn't know what was going to happen. And the Yimlech Hashem, because they saw Roshiv Chalayom, they saw absolutely the heavens were open, and they saw the glory. So they could say, Yimlech Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ruler now. He should rule the Olam Va'ed. The theme of Malchus, of us giving, using Psukim, as I said before, to use Pesukim to indicate what is Malchus Hashem. This is the first pasuk we have. Menema. And pasuk number 2 is a very interesting one. Why? Because it comes from Bilam. Bilam's brocha, which is supposed to be a klola, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed back to a brocha, should be lo hibit ovim be Yaakov, that Kodesh Baruch Hu saw no fault in Yaakov, but lo ro omol be Yisrael, and never saw any difficulties, hardships, or falsity in Yisrael. Hashem elekov imoy, because the Hashem, who's their God, was with him. Usruas melachboy. This teruah, by the way, is nothing to do with teruah on a shofar. This teruah is reyus, friendship. The friendship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the friendship of the king, is with Am Yisrael, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, this is the connection of what Bilam said, a bracha to Am Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his klola into a bracha. This is the bracha for Yisrael, which we're giving back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through these psukim. Correct? Okay. V'nema, and the third pasuk is, V'nema, and it's written in the pasuk, V'ayhi bishurun velech, when Yishurun was be have their king, bis asef roshe om, yachad shifte Yisrael. This is a pasuk in Devarim, right at the end of Devarim somewhere. And there Rashi says, interesting enough, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu king? Bis asef roshe om, yachad shifte Yisrael. When the shifte Yisrael are together as one, bis asef roshe om, when the people are gathered together as one, in one nation, one group of people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bishurun Melech. So in other words, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'emes, in reality, although we give you a praise that you are the king, and you will be the king, three psukim from Torah, nevertheless, it depends on Am Yisrael. If we are as one, unified, united, whatever it is, united, so we say, then taka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech, as nisht, that falls away. So we want to combine ourselves together. This is Rosh Hashanah. Everyone comes together, besides the Rosh Hashanah. So that's there. Then we go on to a divrei kodshecho, kodshecho kosov leba. Divrei kodshecho is devorim, which are kadoshim, words which are holy. Why are they holy? Because this is nevius, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Novi to Am Yisrael. Tosfos asks the question, surely it comes before, this is not nevius, this is takav kodshecho kadoshim, it's from ksuvim. Ksuvim, sorry, I'm messing about the tongue there. Didn't have the man eloshon. Yisufim is the divrei kodesha. That's called divrei kedusha because they come from kedusha of him, but they're not nevius. It comes through what we call ruach hakodesh, but not nevius. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Surely, in the order of Torah, nevium kesuvim, nevium, which is taka mamish, a wording of our kodesh baruch Hu, direct. Surely that takes a higher kedusha, and that's why we get Torah nevium kesuvim. So why do we put here Ksuvim before Nevi'im? Tosfos asks that kasha and in Rosh Hashanah, and Tosfos answers because we go according to history. Here we're talking about following history right the way through. We start off with Bria Sa'olam and we're going to come to the end of time. So therefore the Nevi'im who we're quoting, the Ksuvim who we're quoting from is David HaMelech, Shlomo, Adam Rishon, Moshe, whoever was the authors of the 10 authors that you've got of Tehillim. They in time preceded the Nevi'im. Avodecha Nevi'im from Yeshaya, Yecheskel, Zechariah, Amos, the 12 minor prophets. They came historically after Ksuvim, after Tehillim, and therefore Tehillim comes first. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat here. Right, so V'divrei Kodshecho Kosov Lema. Here we've got Psukim from Taka Tehillim. Right? Sorry, again, that's how you from Tehillim. V'divrei Kodshecho Kosov Lema. And this is Pozikil Hashem Hamelucha Umoshe Bagoyim. All different Tehillim here. Ki Hashem Hamelucha Umoshe Bagoyim. A lot of them we might recognize from our tefillahs. V'ne'emah, number two from Ksuvim is Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. Lovesh Hashem Oisis Hazor. A different description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu girds himself with geus, pride, and therefore lovish Hashem, oiz, strength, power. He's girded himself, aftiko in tevil, baltimoy. He sets up this world, baltimoy, that he should never be moved. That's again, and the nema, and the third posuk is, which we know, and here it's not the third posuk, it's the third pasukim. Should be only one, but in fact we've got four here. Su'u sh'orim roshechem, v'sinosu pischei oilom, v'yovoi melech hakovoid. So that taka is, who melech hakovoid, is Malchus again. That's what we're looking for in each of these phrases. We're looking for the Malchus. Ki l'ashem hamelucha u'moshel bagoyim. Hashem Amlucha is Melech over Am Yisrael, Moshel over the nation of the world. The famous Vilna Gaon, which everyone quotes Hashem Vilna Gaon is much earlier as well than that, but it says that Melech is normally the king by appointment, and the Moshel is the ruler who rules by force. So Bagoyim, who haven't accepted Melech, there's a Moshel Bagoyim, and that's the pasuk here which proves it. For it, V'nem Hashem Moloch is Lovish Lovish Lovish. V'nem Asu'ush Orim Roshechem. This is, when was this said? This is said by Shlomo HaMelech when he was at the opening of the Beis HaMikdash. And he put forward this Su'ush Orim Roshechem, V'inosu Pischei Olam, and should rise yourself the gates of the world, V'yovoy Melech HaKovoid, and the King of Glory shall come. And the gates responded, we're not opening. Mizeh Melech HaKovod. Who do you think you are, Melech HaKovod? As I said, the Gemara. And they thought, Shlomo HaMelech was saying, Melech HaKovod, that's me. Right? Hashem, so he answered them, Hashem, Jesus the Gibor, Hashem who is Gibor Mechama. This is the Baruch Shalom. Right? He is the Melech HaKovod. So then he had to say it again. No, we don't take that. Su'u sh'arim roshaychem. He said it again. Su'u pischei olam. And open up. V'yovoy melech hakovoid. And they asked, mi huze melech hakovoid. It's like different text. Mi huze. Who do you really mean about this? Are you talking yourself again? You haven't learned your lesson yet? No. It's Hashem Tzavokos. Who melech hakovoid selo. So Shem Tzavokos is good Hashem, and Tzavokos as well, which is also Shem Hashem. Melech HaKovod, he is the Melech HaKovod seller. And then the doors open. According to the other Gemara, is that it's referring to David HaMelech.
Bavur David.
What?
Because of David, Bavur David.
That?
Bavur David.
Bavur David Abdecho, yes, correct.
Because of his
Zuchusim. His Zuchusim, that's right. And therefore, the Gemara says there that the enemies of David, who said that he was an Oiva Avera, etc., 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 their faces became Shuriak Teira, they were all black and they all went ashamed that, of course, the gates opened, B'schus David HaMelech. So we've got this, wherever it is, so you've got the extra Pesuk, and we didn't want to stop in the middle, because since this is Gemara, which says that Faket, that Melech HaKovod might not be referring to Melech HaKovod, they had to go still to Hashem, to whom Melech HaKovod said, without any doubt about it at all. So then we've got the next lot, so these are the three Pesukim from Ksuvim. Now we go to the three Pesukim from Neviim. Again, Pesukim that we might find in our davening at one point or another. Koi Oma Hashem, Melech Yisrael V'Galoi, who's the king of Israel and his Redeemer, Hashem Tzavokos, which we just quoted that title of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Rishoin V'Ani Acharoin, I was here in the beginning, V'Ani Acharoin, I'll be here at the end, Umi Balodai, and excluding for me, Ein Elohim, there is no other power at all in the world. This is the Bershah. It's after you. Remember it from there. Right? V'Nema, second Pasuk. Again, this will come more recognition from davening. V'olu Moshiim b'Hatzion. This is a future. Lasid Lovoi. Same as Melech Yisrael b'Galoi is also the future. Ani Acharoin b'Adayin Elohim is the future. V'olu Moshiim b'Hatzion, and they will go up on Hatzion. Lishboitis ha'esov. These salvation, the Malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go on Hatzion. Lishboit to judge Har Esav, the enemies of Am Yisrael. And what will come out of that? Is the destruction of all these enemies, V'hoyosol Hashem Hamelucha. Because everyone will be, Melech HaKadosh Baruch will be the Melech over everyone, Jew and non-Jew alike. Yoshba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshba Adonai. And then finally, the third one in the Novi, again, which we come to say many times again over there, the Pasuk in Zechariah, V'hoi Hashem LeMelech HaKol HaOretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King over the whole world. Ba'yoy Mahu, and on that day, Yeh Hashem Echad, U'shmoy Echad. So there you've got it again, V'hoi Hashem LeMelech HaKol HaOretz. So these three Pesukim from the Novi all look Lasid Lovoi, which is another reason why they put the Novi at the end of. Put the Novi at the end rather than before Ksuvim, because another reason there. So we haven't got 10 yet. 333, we haven't got number 10. Where did number 10 come from? So in this case here, it comes from Torah. In the other case as well, but it's not at this particular point. We don't have number 10 possible straight away after the other nine. But here, Mesorosko Kosov Lema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hang on a minute, it's supposed to be Malchus.
Well, that is Malchus.
Huh? Where's Malchus in that pasuk? So we say Fakert. Shema Yisrael is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. That is the pasuk in which we take on everything that we've said before. Hashem, who is Elokeinu, he is Hashem Echad. Going back to this, V'hoi Hashem Melech HaKoloret B'yomahu Yeh Hashem Echad Shema Echad. And therefore, though that's one thing, Osid Lovoi, but here at this point in time, Shema Yisrael is mamish every single day. Whenever we say Taka the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, that is Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim. But as we said last week, although this Kabbalah Shemayim is every day, but we need reminders. That which is done every day, it comes out very everyday-ish. We say it twice a day, three times a day, four times a day. Nice closing your machshava. Because the moment you close your eyes, you're half asleep again, especially by Shacharis. So, by the Kabbalah, Kishvan and Mitzvah, you're half asleep anyway, you're going to sleep. And sometimes in the middle, you also fall asleep as well. So, the Maisa, that's why we have to put it there. I said last week that when the day of the anniversary of Briyas HaOlam, it gets a special distinction of being something that is quoted specifically for that time and that place. You're not Yotze Kishma with that posuk here in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei.
Too late anyway.
So then, after we've done that, after we've got the Tempsukim, then we're going to cram briefly to go to the Brocha of Malchus. Because these three, Malchus, Chodesh, each have their own Brocha. Now, in this Brocha of Malchus here, big discussion in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, exactly where we should put here, Machlokes Reb Akiva, Tafon, exactly where we put Malchus with Kedushas Hayoyim. Kedushas Hayoyim, which we said before, was talking about Yom Tov. So do we join Malchus here now, this Brocha of Malchus, with Kedushas Hayoyim? Or do we keep it separate? And if we do put it together, which one goes first? Or do we leave it as a separate thing? So here we've come to the conclusion. Hashem Elokeinu came and said, Meloich HaKol HaOlam. This is a bracha now for Malchus. So we've said all the Malchus, which were Pesukim, which are written down from the Ribbono Shel Olam, about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? All said with Kedusha. Am Yisrael didn't make any of these up. These are all Pesukim. So therefore, now we can come with a bracha which gives our tefillah here. Shetam lichuni aleichem. Say the psukim, and then take out from there the essence. What do we want from this? That Hakadosh Baruch Hu meloich al kol ha'olam kulay. As we find in those psukim, it's about time, Ribbono Shel Olam, you will be meloich al kol ha'olam kulay bechodekom. And same word, same again. Be not saying she lifts up al kol ha'aretz b'koyach with your glory. V'hoifa, all the same idea. V'hoifa ba'adagul zera, and she'll come forth in the splendor of your might. Al kol yoshevei sevel atzechol. Reiterating what we said in this pesukim, all there in that prayer now. And then what will happen? This is all also we're doubling for. The Yeda called Paul, the Atah, you and everything, anyone who's Paul, who's been created, formed by you, they will know and recognize Ki Atah for Altoi, that you are the formator. The Yovin called Yitzur, and everything that has come to Yitzur, creation, will understand Ki Atah Yitzatoi, that you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, have created him. Therefore, the Yoima, Koil Asher Neshoma Ba'apoi, what will they say? Hashem Elokei Yisrael, this is the whole world, everyone, will say, Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God of Israel, the God of Israel, will say, Melech, he is the king, Umalchusoi and his kingdom, Bakol Moshalo, rules over everything. That is lost in love. And therefore, now we join in the Kedushas Hayoyim, which we are very familiar with. Kachenu mitzvasecho, v'senecho kenu mitzvasecho, sabeinu mitzvecho, v'samachem shenu mitzvasamchenu mitzvasecho, v'tzai libeinu, and purify our heart, lo'ov decho be'emes. Ki, now we go back again, joining the two together. Ki, ato Elokim emes. You are God of emes. V'devorcho emes v'kayom la'ad, and therefore we accept that this is done. So make a bracha, bracha to Hashem, 1 and number 2. Melech HaKol HaOretz. Number 1, you are king over the whole world, which is the Malchus Bracha. And going back to the Kedushas HaYom, Mekadesh Yisrael. And what do we call Rosh Hashanah? The Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembrance. And that's how we end off that first group. Then we blow Shofar. And that is the journey we'll see later on of the Shofaris with Shofar with Malchus. Because you can't have Malchus without Shofar as well. Let me continue next week in Hashem.